Starting off with high school sports from yesterday, the state dual team wrestling championships held at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and we had coverage of the Atlantic Cam squad as they competed in Class 2A yesterday. Let's take a look here at the full rundown. We'll start off in Class 1A, and it was quarterfinal winners Don Bosco, Lake Mills, Lisbon, and Missouri Valley. Consolation semifinal winners were Logan Magnolia and Sibley O'Sheedon. In the semifinals, Don Bosco beat Lake Mills 36-28, and Lisbon was a 42-27 winner over Missouri Valley. That set up the place matches. In seventh place match, it was Wapsie Valley over I-35, 50-17. In the fifth place match, Sibley O'Sheedon beat Logan Magnolia 37-35. Third place match went to Lake Mills over Missouri Valley 39-37, and the championship was won by Lisbon as they topped Don Bosco 45-26 there in Class 1A yesterday. In Class 2A, quarterfinal round winners were New Hampton, Assumption, Solon, and then Washington topped Atlantic Cam in a tight 135-31, the final there. Consolation semifinal winners were Denver Tripola 43-28 over Creston OM and Sergeant Bluff Luton over Atlantic Cam 63-6. The semifinals, New Hampton topped Assumption 46-24, and Solon was a 61-12 winner over Washington. That set up the place matches. The seventh place match, it was Creston Orient Maxburg beating Atlantic Cam 49-13. Those last two matches there for both Creston and for Atlantic, a lot of their wrestlers that were competing in the state individual tournament that starts today stepped aside and let some of the younger wrestlers step up and wrestle in their place. And, of course, avoiding the risk of injury. A lot of teams do that. They follow the backside of the bracket. Fifth-place match, it was Denver Tripola over Sergeant Bluff Luton, 38-27. And the third-place match, Assumption beat Washington 40-25. And in the championship, it was New Hampton over Solon, 45-23. So New Hampton, your 2A dual-team champion. In Class 3A, quarterfinal winners were Southeast Polk, Waverly Shellrock, West Des Moines Valley, and Fort Dodge. Consolation semifinal winners were Prairie Cedar Rapids, North Scott. And then in the semifinals, Southeast Polk topped Waverly Shellrock and Fort Dodge beat West Des Moines Valley. In the place matches, seventh place match went to Epworth Western Dubuque over Indianola 55-15. The fifth place match, North Scott beat Prairie Cedar Rapids 39-22. In the third place match, Waverly Shellrock was a 59-12 winner over West Des Moines Valley. And the championship went to Southeast Polk as they beat Fort Dodge 48-18 as Southeast Polk is your 3A dual team champion. Now the individual state wrestling tournament begins today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and we'll have reports throughout each day for you, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then live coverage of the finals on Saturday night as well. But here today, we'll have eight reports scattered throughout the day here for you. Pretty much on every hour, we'll have an update for you. The first one coming your way at 10:20 here this morning, Jim Field will be at Wells Fargo Arena to bring you all of that coverage. Six different wrestlers from the Atlantic Cam Wrestling squad will be trying to compete for a state title starting here today. Taking a look also last night at some girls' high school basketball, it was regional play continuing in class, some of the larger classes in 3A, 4A, and 5A. And locally in Class 3A Region 2, it was Cherokee defeating Esac County 82-38, and Shenandoah beat Red Oak 58-27. Also in Region 3, Kemper Catholic topped Gilbert 68-38, and it was Pocahontas area beating Roland Story 68-55. In Class 4A Region 1, it was Bishop Heelan beating Spencer 62-52, and Sergeant Bluff Luton topped Glenwood 68-37. In Class 4A Region 2, Denison Schleswig over Carroll 61-42, and Webster City beat Storm Lake 58-50. In Class 4A Region 8, Bondurant Farrar over Oskaloosa 50-47, and Harlan 54-49 over ADM. In Class 5A Region 1, it was Sioux City East beating Sioux City North 49-43. And in 5A Region 8, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 46-38 over Thomas Jefferson in girls basketball last night. Moving on to college basketball here for you from last night. Iowa State has moved into a third place tie in the Big 12 standings. The Cyclones roared out to a 19-point lead and never trailed in an 87-79 win over Kansas State. In his second career start, Solomon Young was a force around the rim for the Cyclones. He finished with 18 points on 8 of 10 shooting and also hauled down 12 rebounds.
It felt good. I mean, it just felt like any other night. You know, I go every game with the same mentality, so it doesn't really change much.
Young says he felt more confident in his second start of the season.
It's really important, you know, to get that chemistry. Since this is only my second game starting, But, you know, I'm getting a lot of reps in practice. And the more and more games we play, we get better and better chemistry. So it's going to get there, and it's going to be pretty good.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm felt the Cyclones set the tone with a quick start.
I thought we came out and really moved the ball well offensively. Naz made a couple big shots. Deontay really got us going. And defensively, we were able to have good ball screen defense. And we got off to a great start, and that was big. You know, we didn't do that the last road game.
And Prohm talked about the play of Solomon Young.
Man, he was great. You know, 18 and 12, he just did everything we needed. He was a presence defensively. He was great. 18 and 12, he's been really, really good for us and just understands what we need from him.
And also taking a look at other college basketball last night, Jeremy Morgan and Bennett Cook each scored 18 points, and Northern Iowa held off fast-closing Bradley 64-61. Northern Iowa led by 10 with 5 minutes left, but Bradley pulled within two after a dunk by Dante Thomas with 2:17 to go. And despite Northern Iowa missing all three of its final shots, Cook sank three of four free throws to hold on for the win. Jordan Ashton added 11 points for Northern Iowa, who's now 14 and 12, 9 and 6 in the Missouri Valley. They avenged a January loss to Bradley. They've won 9 of their last 10 and seeking to become the first Missouri Valley school since 1924-25 to start 0-5 in conference and finish above 500. Bradley, which has lost three straight, trimmed its deficit to 61-59 on Thomas's dunk, but committed turnovers on its next two possessions, and the Braves managed only two Darryl Brown free throws in the last two-plus minutes. Bradley still had a chance, but a potential tying three-pointer missed as time expired. JoJo McGlaston led Bradley with 15 points, and Nate Kennel added 13. Bradley's now 9-19 overall, 4-11 in the Missouri Valley. The Iowa Hawkeye women need a strong finish to the regular season to boost their NCAA tournament hopes, and it begins with a game at home tonight against Northwestern. Both teams are 6-6 in the Big Ten. Here's senior guard Allie Disterhoff.
We recognize that. We recognize the importance of each of these last four Big Ten games especially. But, you know, as I was saying earlier, the most important game for us is the game right in front of us, and that's Northwestern.
Iowa coach Lisa Bluter is concerned about Northwestern's experience.
They have one of the most senior experienced teams in the conference. They have five seniors that could potentially be in their starting lineup.
Tip time for that game tonight is set for 7 o'clock. Also, another college basketball last night on the men's side. The 12th-ranked Duke Blue Devils hardly resemble the same squad that went 3-4 to open its ACC schedule. They picked up their sixth straight win and improved to 21-5 as Jason Tatum scored 21 of his 28 points in the second half of a 65-55 triumph at number 14, Virginia. He hit three three-pointers with the shot clock about to expire, all coming after the Cavaliers pulled within 43-42 in the second half. Luke Kennard's 16 points helped the Blue Devils pull even with Florida State and Louisville for second place in the conference, one game behind North Carolina and one ahead of the Cavaliers. Joel Berry II dropped in 18 points, and Luke May had a career-high 13 in 10th-ranked North Carolina's 97-73 crushing of NC State. They finished with a 60-22 edge in points in the paint. Kevin Johnson had 14 points, and 18th-ranked Cincinnati bounced back from Sunday's loss to SMU by whipping South Florida 68-54. Shimi Ojele scored 16 of his 18 points in the second half of 19th-ranked SMU's 80-75 comeback win over Tulane. Seton Hall surprised number 20 Creighton 87-81 as Kadeen Carrington contributed 10 of his career-high 41 points in the closing minute. Angel Delgado added 17 points and 17 boards in helping the Pirates improve their shot at an NCAA tournament berth. Unranked Arkansas got its first road win over a ranked opponent in almost 3 years, 83-76 against number 21 South Carolina. Jalen Barford tied his career-high with 23 points. Number 23 Maryland was a 74-64 winner at Northwestern as Melo Trimble scored a career-high 32 points on 12 of 17 shooting for the Terrapins. Avery Woodson scored a season-high 20 points, and 24th-ranked Butler stopped a two-game home losing streak by blasting St. John's 110-86. Number 15 Florida has lost center John Ebunu for the rest of the season after he tore the ACL in his left knee. They expect him to need 10 to 12 months to recover. And Washington star freshman Markel Fultz will likely be a game-time decision against Arizona State. He sat out the past two games with a sore knee. He's a Pac-12's leading scorer at 23 points per game. And a note from baseball, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Alex Reyes needs season-ending Tommy John surgery on his right arm. General manager John Mazeliak confirmed the diagnosis after an MRI. Reyes didn't throw his scheduled bullpen session Tuesday because of a sore elbow. The 22-year-old Reyes made his major league debut August 9th and was 4-1 with a 1.57 ERA in 5 starts and 7 relief appearances. His fastball averaged more than 97 miles per hour. Reyes, a candidate for the final spot in the starting rotation, had been feeling soreness in the days leading up to camp. He's also expecting to pitch for the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you here this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.